Prior to leaving for Washington, Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi said he believes he can allay U.S. concerns over the agreement that allows Islamic law in the Swat Valley. Last week, the U.S. Special Representative for Pakistan and Afghanistan, Richard Holbrook, said he had conveyed American concerns to Pakistani authorities. Mr. Holbrook, who recently toured the region, said Pakistan's President Ali Zardari sought to assure him that the agreement is an interim measure aimed at stabilizing the region. Mr. Holbrook said the Pakistani leader agrees that the militants in the region pose a danger not only to Pakistan, but also to the United States. NATO has also expressed concern about the agreement, saying it could create a safe haven for extremists. Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani has praised the agreement, saying it is in line with the government's policy of dialogue, development, and deterrence. On Sunday, Pakistani Army spokesman Major General Athar Abbas defended Islamabad's decision to negotiate with the militants.
One must allow the strategy to work to achieve the end goal. The end goal remains the same: return of peace, tranquility in the valley. That is the end goal. Now, if it is not being achieved, or if it is being achieved at a very heavy cost, which is politically not sustainable, then the government must look for the other options. Should the other options not work, the use of forces option is always there. The military is not being pulled out of the valley. It is still there. The option would remain available to the government.
General Abbas added that the Pakistani military effort in the northwest Swat region is hampered by a lack of what he called sophisticated equipment, including attack helicopters and surveillance equipment. U.S. State Department spokesman Gordon Duguid last week said that Washington is not surprised by the agreement between the militants and the Pakistani government.
These types of deals have happened before. The direction of events in the Swat Valley are not going in a positive way. What we do want to see is results. We've spoken to the Pakistanis. The ambassador has spoken to the Pakistanis. They understand that the threat of terrorism is a threat to them as well as to us. What we're working towards is a way that we can all address this common problem. That is part of our review. That is part of what we'll be talking to the Pakistanis about when the delegation arrives here.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Qureshi and his Afghan counterpart, Rangin Dadfar Spenta, are scheduled to meet with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and members of a U.S. policy review panel this week. That panel is tasked with developing proposals on how to improve the security situation in Afghanistan. The proposals that emerge are expected to be shared with U.S. allies in the region. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.